Oh, that's a good girl. Yes, she's Grandmama's good girl.
Well, how are we doing?
Did anyone ever tell you that this child is positively incredible? You tell her something and she never forgets it. Now watch. Tabitha, stay right there. Now, watch Grandmama.
Who is the prettiest little lady in the whole wide world?
Grandmama.
I believe in telling a child the absolute truth.
Did anyone ever tell you that you are impossibly endearing?
Now you run along and have a nice lunch with what's-his-name.
Oh, I'm not having lunch with what's-his-name.
You're not?
No, I'm having lunch with Darren. Now, Mother, one last thing. Please remember, no witchcraft in front of Tabitha. You know how it upsets him.
Who?
What's-his-name. Bye-bye, love. Be a good girl. And take care of Grandmama.
You hear what she said?
Hmm? Now, shall we pick out a nice toy to play with? Hmm? What about the soldier?
Hmm? No.
Or the drummer?
No.
What about the teddy bear? Marvelous, especially when you consider the discouraging atmosphere around here.
Isn't that a pretty little doll?
You're doing very well, Tabitha.
Well, about time. Know how long I've been tracking you down?
Do you have a message for me?
Appears there's a big to-do in your honor at the Taj Mahal. Expecting a couple of thousand guests, the way I hear it.
Oh, fiddle-faddle, I know all that. It's next week.
No, it ain't. It's been moved up to today, 11 o'clock.
Oh, how dreadful. All those people expecting me, and here I am, sitting with a baby.
Well, appears to me you got plenty of babysitters. Pick any one of them toys, put a spell on it, and you got yourself a sitter.
Of course. You're absolutely right. Thank you for an excellent suggestion.
Don't thank me. Just leave a forwarding address next time.
Well, there. I think this is a nice babysitter. Now watch, Tabitha. Watch Grandmama. Say hello to your babysitter.
Hi.
Busby off? Or are you more comfortable with it on?
It's a shame we can't make you talk.
But as long as you understand, I suppose you'll do.
Now look, the juice is in the refrigerator. She takes it at 11, and she naps at 1. And if there's anything you need, just ring, and I'll pop right back. All right? Have fun, love bug.
Juice. Drink.
Drink.
I'll just walk into the elevator, Bob, and then we...
Oh. Darren! How are you, boy?
Bob.
Samantha, what a pleasant surprise.
Nice to see you, Bob. Hi, Larry.
Oh, hi, Sam. You two know each other?
Why, certainly. We're old friends.
I'm just taking Samantha to lunch.
What's the occasion?
They don't need an occasion. They're not married that long.
Well, I guess I'll be running along. See you tonight, right?
Right, about 7:30.
Larry?
Mom? Darren, can you spare me a second before you go?
Oh, sure, Larry. Be right back, honey.
I read your memo on the McGregor account. Got some good points.
You mentioned that this morning, Larry.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. What are you seeing Chase about?
Well, nothing. He's just coming to dinner.
So Chase is having dinner with you, huh?
Well, actually, I'm just returning an obligation. He had us to dinner a few weeks ago.
Oh, really? He had you to dinner?
It was really more of a buffet. I'm sorry, Larry.
About what? It's part of your job to entertain clients.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Oh, glad you mentioned it, though, because Louise and I were thinking of dropping in on you tonight.
I wish you would. Please, you know, you're always welcome.
If we were welcome, you'd have invited us to dinner.
I am inviting you to dinner. Will you please come to dinner?
Darren, I wouldn't dream of horning in.
We'd love to have you horn in. Come on.
Absolutely not.
Please.
Forget it.
I insist.
I refuse.
Well, if you're sure.
What time?
7:30. Thank you, Larry. I'm glad I talked you into it.
Hello?
You wouldn't believe what just went on in Larry's office. I finally had to invite him to dinner tonight.
Oh?
What's the matter?
Well, I just called the house, and it sounded like someone picked up the phone. But nobody said hello.
Nobody said hello? Responsible your mother is?
Well. No. I can't understand how this could happen. But I'm sure it's nothing to be concerned about. I'll just change everything back the way it was.
Are you sure you can?
Oh, sure, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay.
Sure about is how. Now pay attention, all of you. Look me right in the eye. That goes for you too, Farley. Now concentrate. Listen. One Riori, Ickery, Ann, Phyllison, Follison, Nicholas, John, Queevy, Quavy, English, Navy, Stiglum, Staglum, Rack. B-A-C-K spells back, and back goes you! Marvelous.
No luck.
Oh, honey, it's no use. I've tried every spell I know. I've even made up a few. Mother's the only one who can change them back. Now, look, while I try and locate her, you better hide all of Tabitha's toys.
You mean you think maybe Tabitha...
Could be.
You know something, Sam? I'm a medical phenomenon.
What do you mean by that?
I don't have an ulcer.
Oh, Darren, hurry up. Oh, Mother. Where could she be?
I'm sorry to have to do this to you, sweetheart. But until you unlearn what your loving grandmother taught you, it's got to be done. Sorry, honey. Well?
Oh, no, I can't seem to locate her, so we'll just have to wait till she gets back. Well, meanwhile, we'd better cancel dinner.
I already have. Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, I called Larry and left a message with Louise. Luckily, Larry wasn't there. But the Chases are on their way here. What do I tell them when they get here? Welcome to Disneyland?
Don't worry, sweetheart. We'll keep them locked in the guest room.
You don't understand. Those things running around in there make me nervous. Just because I don't have an ulcer now doesn't mean I can't get one. Hi, hon.
Oh, hi.
A little wine for our hosts.
Oh, they just called. The dinner's off.
Oh?
It's something about Tabitha.
What's wrong with her?
Well, Dan wasn't too clear, but he said it's nothing serious. One of those 24-hour things.
That's a shame.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine.
No, I mean about the dinner. I was looking forward to spending the evening with Bob Chase.
Oh.
Oh. Did you know he had Sam and Darren to dinner a few weeks ago?
Well, what about it?
Well, I'm not saying that I suspect him of anything, but he has been getting awfully chummy with one of our best clients. And it wouldn't be the first time that somebody started his own agency with a stolen client.
You know something, Larry? You're sick.
Really? I'd rather be sick than sorry. Hey, you know the Chases will be high and dry, too? Why don't I give them a call and invite them out to dinner? Good suggestion.
Larry.
Just remember this. Chase's billings come to over 10 million. Hello, this is Larry Tate. May I speak to Bob Chase, please? How about Mrs. Chase? Well, do you know where I can reach them? I see. No, thanks. I know the number. Sick, eh?
Larry, I'm sure there must be some explanation.
You bet there is. Darren doesn't want me there with Chase.
Look, will you stop exaggerating? I'll fix us a nice dinner and we'll open the wine, okay?
That wine is too expensive for us to drink. I bought it to impress Chase. Anyway, I'm not hungry. I'm restless. I think I'll go out for a little ride.
Larry, now, you just promised me you're not going to do anything foolish.
Like what?
Like going by Darren's to check.
You kidding? You think I'm going to barge in there and make a complete fool of myself?
Well, I should hope not.
I'll just drive by and see what I can see from the street.
When your mother gets back, believe me, she's going to hear a few thousand well-chosen words from me.
Darren, that's it. Mother knows you're angry, so she's afraid to come back.
That's not it.
I don't think so.
I'm sure it was something terribly important that took her away.
I never thought I'd be mad about her being taken away.
About the only good thing that's happened so far is that Larry wasn't home when I called. Sometimes he's like a kid.
Barnett! 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 Everybody!
upstairs. Everybody upstairs.
We'll get these three upstairs and lock them in and then come back for the others. Oh, my goodness.
Hello there. Quite a party, huh? Say, did you happen to run into Bob Chase in there? She calls me sick. Say, don't I know you? Wait a minute. You work for me, don't you? I thought so. You must be the new man in accounting, right? Now, don't tell me the name. I'll get it. Max Hopkins, right? I never forget an employee's name. Never. Confidentially, Max. Has Darren asked you to join his new agency?
Now, that's it, except for the soldier. I'll go get him. You check Tabitha.
Let's you and I have a little discussion. But not here. Let's go someplace and have a drink. Okay?
Up and Tabitha's asleep. Now, if your mother would only get back. Oh, what about the soldier? Did you find him?
Sort of.
What do you mean by that?
He left.
He left?
I tell you, Max, you work and slave to build up an organization, and then what happens? One sour apple comes along and the barrel goes down the drain. Know what I mean? Gotta say one thing for you, Max. You're a darn good listener. Very good quality in a man. What's that?
We get all kinds in here, from the normal to the mentally insane. Happy Times Bar. Joe the mixologist speaking.
Is Larry Tate there with the fellow in costume?
Yeah, they're here.
Good, keep them there.
I'll do the best I can. Bye.
That's where they are.
Well, you were lucky. You only had to call about 20 of Larry's favorite bars.
Yeah, but now that I've found him, what am I going to tell him?
Think of Max. You're going to go far with McMahon and Tate because one thing we value... Well, 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 if it isn't speak of the devil.
Larry, I've got to talk to you.
There's nothing to talk about. All been said and done. Come on, Max. This place is getting crowded.
You stay there, Max. Now, look, Larry. Max?
No use pretending. Max has already told me that you asked him to join your new agency.
How could he tell you? What new agency?
Will you stop it? The one you're raiding my staff and stealing my clients to open is the one. Check, please.
What, Larry? Here, this should cover it.
And I suppose you think that's going to make up for stabbing me in the back, you Brutus.
Larry, doesn't it seem odd to you that Max, as you call him, hasn't said a word all evening?
Well, some people don't have small talk, but he's a great listener. You could take a lesson from him.
Larry, he's not human.
Now you're going overboard. I'll admit he's kind of dull, but...
I'm trying to tell you something. He's a doll.
Well, make up your mind. Either you like him or you don't.
Larry, please. Sit down. Please sit down. Samantha's mother was babysitting for us today. And Larry, you're not going to believe this, but she...
Hi, Larry.
Did you see that?
I didn't say anything. What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'll have a double this time.
I have one, too.
Excuse us, Larry.
Where does she come from? Beats me.
The toys got away again. No, but fortunately, Mother arrived and took care of them. What's going on here?
Well, Larry thinks we're having a costume party. And he thinks that he's an employee. And that I'm trying to steal him and Bob Chase to open my own agency.
But that's crazy.
I know, but how do we convince Larry?
I know. Mother gave me the spell, so I'll just change him back to toy size.
Right here?
Believe me, it's the only way to straighten Larry out. Now, you go keep him busy for a minute.
I'll have another drink.
So, Max told you everything, huh, Larry?
Yeah. And for your information, he's going to stick with me.
Well, Larry, if you don't mind, I'd like to get that straight from Max.
All right. Max, I want you to tell Benedict... I want you to tell... You mean, I've spent the whole evening talking to a toy soldier?
I'm afraid so, Larry.
Cute little fellow, isn't he?
There's a drink you ordered. Are you kidding? I'm off that stuff for good. And I'm taking this to remind me.
Larry, perhaps we ought to drive you home.
Oh, don't I know it. Time like this, you find out who your real friends are. Right, Max?
Come on, Larry. Come on.
You're still angry. Everything turned out all right. Mother apologized all over the place. It's the first time she's ever done that.
The point is, Tabitha can still put a spell on her toys. What are we going to do about that?
Well, we'll just have to teach her not to. The way we teach her how not to do other things that are wrong, like throwing things and...
Turning toys into people is not like throwing things.
Sweetheart, I had a talk with her, and I'm sure she really understands.
I hope you're right.
Oh, isn't she a little doll? Angel.
Mr. Tabitha.
Isn't that cute?
Want to talk to Larry?
How about that? For me?
Can I do it for you? You can know my dad.
Thank you. Hello. This is Daddy speaking. Who is this? Pittsburgh. Excuse the call.
Well, isn't that wonderful? I mean, I couldn't do that until I was 5 years old.
Sam, our daughter just made a long-distance call on a toy telephone. Doesn't that bother you?
Darren, I love you.
Daddy, Mom.
Besides... If the phone company doesn't find out, what difference does it make?
Not mine anymore.